I'm Jesse.
I'm Ella.
I'm Ricky.
We're Flowers for the Dead, and you're listening to WMUC FM College Park.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most. FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA@umd.com.
I'm just feeling celebration tonight. Celebrate, don't wait too late. No, you don't stop. You can't stop. We're gonna celebrate one more time. One more time. One more time. A celebration. You know we're gonna do it right tonight. Hey, just feel it. Music's got me feeling the need. Need. Yeah. Come on. All right. We're gonna celebrate. One more time. Celebrate and dance so free. Music's got me feeling so free. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free.
You're listening to WMUC-FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. Coming at you with Season 5, Episode 15 of The Remix by DJ Ardios after a quick PSA from our sponsors. Check it out.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November. The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars.
Sign up for the weekly bike rides every Tuesday around College Park. Don't have a bike? Just rent it from the campus bike shop. Spending time outdoors has great benefits. It raises your vitamin D levels, it improves concentration and focus, helps you recover from injury and stress, and it may even mean more smiles throughout the day. To get more information, log on to crs.umd/Maryland Adventure Program. Hashtag stay active.
I can tell you about Leif Erickson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friends.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, as we mentioned before, this is Season 5, Episode 15, The Remix by DJ Ardios. And again, I'm your man, DJ Ardios, here holding it down in this cloudy afternoon, starting off finals week here at the University of Maryland, College Park. And so I'm going to go ahead and do a little quote from the WWE megastar, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, and ask a general question. What do we want to talk about today, College Park? Since it's the final episode of, again, just a radio, a blessing in disguise, actually, a blessing, a blessed radio series that I've been doing since October 2024, exactly October 31st, 2024, if I'm not mistaken. I'm trying to figure out, is the final episode? This is, you know, some way to specialize it, you know, even further. I had this suggestion from one of my favorite sound curators in the entire musical space, and someone who's honestly curated a lot of the sound that's in my, I guess, music lexicon, as it would be. I got this suggestion from my mom the other week, and I was talking with her about this research project I'm doing as a communications senior now, getting ready to graduate in spring, or in this case, May the 18th, 7 days from now exactly. Sorry, 19th. Again, timelines getting mixed up on me, folks. But the idea that she presented to me was I created this playlist for my final deliverable in my practicum class that I'm doing. It's a professional research study on the role of DJs in curating discourse in black communities, in the music realm, as it would be, again, for the sake of the study, getting close to the black discourse, but nonetheless still perpetuating the sound of music, you know, within culture. Like, why are DJs so effective at using tracks, using set lists to convey narratives? Is it a party narrative? Is it a quote-unquote conscious narrative? What about DJ's role in that portraying of, in that perpetuation of discourse and circulation of discourse is so substantial? And in reading literature and doing this research study, I've had the blessed fortune to network with many great artists in the area. Again, DJs, but also recording artists like Jada Moye or Chosen, like we had last week. Poets in the DMV area, Miss Spoken Poet, for example, fellow radio host Miss Autumn Joy, and even the blessed fortune of meeting DJ Chris Stiles, who DJed the University of Maryland Terrapins basketball games at Xfinity Center over here. And incidentally, because of networking with Mr. Chris Stiles, went ahead and networked with DJ Chalant and DJ Easy as well. So this whole research project is based around networking, professional experience, and researching, again, the role of DJs and black practitioners, media practitioners, and their role in circulating the discourse. As the weeks wound down, I found myself growing closer to that DJ facet, specifically because of not just the weeks, but also what I'm doing here in the station and using my platform to kind of convey, the narratives that are being reflected in the works of black artists. And with all of that said, what I'm going to do today, with time permitting, is go ahead and play this curated playlist. So I have two parts to my deliverable. One of them I was able to thankfully get done around the spring break time, which was the curated playlist. And so I curated the playlist, and I also did do a deliverable project. But the playlist is reflective of material I've read in the literature. It's reflective of experience I've had in networking with these black practitioners. And also, you know, just from the years of being in college, songs that really stood out to me, texts and music works that stood out to me as being culturally reflective. So yes, there is some mention of very prominent artists like Kendrick Lamar, or even like what shows that I talked about last week. I believe Grandmaster Flash made his way in one of the earlier tracks. But there are also going to be some tracks in here I selected from Doja Cat, the iconic DMX, one of my other favorite artists, D1, LaCraven got in here. So what I'm going to try to do, again, with time permitting, is we're going to go ahead and forego the Beat Match Bash segment and just go straight into Amalgamation Observation. This is the curated playlist Between the Bangers. And what I'm also going to try to do in between each song is deliver sort of an oral liner note, which is similar to the when you get a CD. It's not as common anymore because you have digital booklets on media platforms like iTunes or Apple Music. But when you get a CD, you usually get a mini booklet in the jewel case. When you pull it out, it's either pictures of the artwork if it's a compilation album, it shows the original album. Or it also includes artist thank yous. It also includes, you know, the artists who also contribute to the production. So that's what I'm going to try to do here. And with all of that said, I'm going to kick off this first reflection and amalgamation observation of my playlist Between the Bangers. And go ahead and start it off with the legendary Queen Latifah and Moni Love with the radio edit of Ladies First. Check it out here on WMUC-FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. Check it.
Those that don't know how to be pros get evicted. A woman could bear you, break you, take you. Now it's time to rhyme. Can you relate to a sister dope enough to make you holler and scream?
Yo, let me take it from here, queen. Excuse me, but I think I'm about due to get into precisely what I am about to do. I'm conversating to the folks who have no whatsoever clue. So listen very carefully as I break it down for you. Merrily, 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 high for happy overjoyed. Please, with all the beats and rhymes my sisters have employed. Look, as you throwing down the sound, totally a yes. Let me stake the position. Ladies first, yes?
Yes.
Cause when it's time for loving, it's the woman that gives them strong. Stepping, strutting, moving on, rhyming, cutting, and not forgetting. We are the ones to give birth to the new generation of prophets, cause it's late.
I break into a lyrical freestyle. Grab the mic, look at the crowd and see smiles. Cause they see a woman standing up on her own too. Sloppy slouching is something I won't do. Some think that we can't flow.
Can't flow.
Stereotypes, they got to go.
Got to go.
I'ma mess around and flip the scene into reverse.
With what?
With a little touch of ladies first. My mind expands throughout the universe. A female rapper with a message to send. The Queen Latifah is a perfect specimen.
My sister, can I get some?
Sure, Moni Love, grab the mic and get dumb.
Yo, praise me not for being simply what I am. Born in L-O-N-D-O and sound American. You dig exactly where I'm coming from. You want righteous rhyme and I'ma give you some. To enable you to age yourself and get paid. And the material that has no meaning I wish to play. Pay me every bit of your attention. Like mother, like daughter, I would also like to mention. I wish for you to bring me through the rhythm of which is now systematically given. Desperately stressing, I'm the daughter of a sister who's the mother of a brother who's the brother of another. Plus one more. All four have a job to do. We do and in respect due to a mother who's the root of it. And next up is me, the M-O-N-I-E-L-O-V-E. And I'm first cause I'm a L-A-Z-I-E.
attack, and in fact, the style, it gets harder. Cooling on the scene with my European partner, laying down track after track, waiting for the climax. When I get there, that's when I tax the next man or the next woman. It doesn't make a difference. Keep the competition coming, and I recite chapter and verse. The title of this recital is Ladies First.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, that was the legendary Queen Latifah featuring Miss Moni Love with the Ladies First radio edit, adding a little chorus effect to the track, ladies and gentlemen. And so I wanted to start off, again, in traditional fashion. Oh, what's the term they call it? I forget. But essentially along the lines of being a gentleman, wanted to start off this hip-hop reflection on these iconic tracks I've discovered through the research project with Ladies First. So I wanted to start it off with that. And again, looking at that track, I found out through that one about that one through George Lipstadt's piece on Poetics of Place and the influence of hip-hop narratives driving hip-hop outputs. In this case, this track, Ladies First, and also the upcoming track we'll play next, were both created because of the marginalized voices in hip-hop at the time. You saw women being objectified in hip-hop. There really wasn't a lot of representation of children's perspective as they were big consumers of the genre. And so with Queen Latifah and Moni Love's Ladies First, they're like, okay, let's go ahead. We have our platform. We have a chance to go ahead and get in the studio and record songs we feel are relevant to this genre that is so prominent among our culture. Let's give an input that we feel is positive and will actually perpetuate, you know, discourse beyond just, yeah, shake that, you know what, and just, you know, do all these things with women in the context of sexual relations. Let's actually go ahead and stand firm and give an empowerment anthem. And so that's the one bit of reflection I had there on that track. And honestly, given the fact that it's Ladies First and wanted to go ahead, it was also one of the first tracks to help form this playlist. So it's ironically track one of Between the Bangers, the official curated playlist, as I've titled it. And then coming up next was another track in that same Poetics of Place piece. This one is by the recently departed late great Afrika Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force. And this one is, if I'm not mistaken, his most popular track, Planet Rock. Going back to that narrative representation, this track was provided to give children a more listener-friendly hip-hop experience as the Soul Sonic Force and Afrika Bambaataa engage their audiences in a very party-like context. Coming out with the great output, Planet Rock. Check it out.
So Sonic Force, can yo get funky? The Zulu Nation, can yo get funky? Yeah, just hit me. Just taste the funk and hit me. Just get on down and hit me. That bop just getting so fucking hot, hit me. Yeah, just hit me.
It's time to chase your dreams. About the seats, make your body sway. Socialize. Get down. Let your soul.
Dream. Love, life, live.
Come play.
The game.
Our world is free.
Do what you want, but free. rockin', don't stop it. You gotta rock it, don't stop. Keep ticking and talking, working all around the clock. Everybody keep rocking and clocking and shocking and rocking. Go house. Everybody say rocking, don't stop it.
Once again, that was Africa Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force plant with Planet Rock here on WMUC-FM College Park. College Radio is good radio. Again, that piece also being procured from the wonderful George Lipsitz Poetics of Place reading literature that I had to read for the research project that formulated this playlist between the bangers. And getting ready to come up with another song for all my Forza Horizon fans out there. But also for my classic hip-hop heads, because this next one is called The Rebirth of Slick, Cool Like That by Digital Planets. And again, prominently in recent media, this song was featured in the Forza Horizon 4 soundtrack. But I found out about this piece, again, through my dad and listening to the radio and hearing these classic hip-hop tracks. And it really stood out to me as a really just vintage, cool, classy rock song. And when I think about this piece and why I added it to this playlist is another literature reading I had. And the author slips my mind at the moment, but the piece is called The Rebirth of Cool. And it's about aesthetics and, you know, performance within our black culture and how they've been translated within the music universe. So think about, for example, Michael Jackson with a new movie coming out and how that influenced Bobby Brown and Usher at a certain point, to now even with Justin Bieber and Jungkook mimicking the similar dance moves of the late great King of Pop. So this is where that piece kind of fits in, talking about that aesthetic of what pertains as cool in the black discourse. And it's a track that I personally love, so without further ado, The Rebirth of Slick, Cool Like That by Digital Planets here on WMUC-FM College Park. College Radio is good radio. Check it out.
Float straight out of our lids. Them, they got boo bodies, hard rock Brooklyn kids. Us, floor rush when they DJ booming classics. You dig the crew on the fattest hip-hop record. He tucks the kinks and sinks into the sounds. She frequents deep, fatter joints called undergrounds. Our funk zooms like you hit the Mary Jane. They flock to booms, man, Boogie had to change. Who freaks the clips with mad amount percussion? Where kinky hair goes to unthought of dimensions? Why is it so fly? Cause hip-hop kept some drama. When Butterfly rocked the light blue suede boomers. What about a cut? We push it off the corner. How was the buzz the entire hip-hop era? Was fresh in fact since they started saying Audi. Cuz funk's made fat from right beneath my hood. The Cuba of the styles like Miles and shh. Like 60s funky worms with waves and perms. Just sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock? But I'm cool like that. 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 I'm cool. I'm cool.
We beat a chocolate tax on my raps. She innovates after sweet and cat naps. At the funk club with the vibrate. Them, they be crazy down with the 5 feet. It can kick a plan, then a crowd burst. Me, I be digging it with the bug burst. Us, we be freaking till dawn, peace and I. He gets a stranger smile, so I say hi.
What's up?
Who understood? Yeah, understood the plans. Him heard a beat and put it to his hands. What I just flip, let borders get loose. How to consume all the beaches like juice. If it's the shit, we'll lift it off the plastic. The babes will go spastic. Hip hop games a classic. Pimp playing sharp, it don't matter. I'm fatter. Axe butter, how I zone.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that. 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 I'm chill.
Blink, 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 blink.
your feet, cause the clits be fat, boss. Them dug their jams and commenced to going off. She sweats the beats and asks me cause she puppet. Me, I got crew kids, seven and a crescent. Us cause a buzz when a nickelback's a dope. Him, that's my man with the asteroid belt. They catch a fizz from the Mr. Doodle Big. He rocks a teeth from the Crooklyn Nine Pigs. The rebirth is slick like my gangster stroll. The lyrics just like Luke coming stacks and rolls. You used to find the bug in a box with Fade. Now he boogies up your stage, plats twist the braids. And I'm peace like that, peace like that. I'm peace like that, I'm peace like that.
Coming up next, we're going to vibe out with a couple of hip-hop tracks. Kicked off with Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five's The Message, a time capsule in the era of hip-hop that once was and very much still is reflected in the what is. Check it out here on WMUC-FM College Park, College Radio's Good Radio.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Broken glass everywhere, people pissing on the stairs, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise, got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skipped the life and dangle. A zircon princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Once again, that was Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, a little sample of their iconic track, The Message, here on WMUC-FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. And as I said in the ad-libs preceding Grandmaster's first verse, I was saying this is sort of a time capsule. When I reflect on this piece and its addition to the playlist, it's a time capsule reflecting on a period of hip-hop of the world, of black community, really, when, you know, we weren't given a fair shot at the ball, per se, and it wasn't necessarily, you know, a choice. It was, we tried our best to rise, and these institutional barriers kept arising to keep us economically trapped, keep us psychologically down. There were things just being perpetually enforced on our community, the crack epidemics, the redlining, the history of circumstantial economic games that were being played with our people, and it was something that was so significant that Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five wrote a track to reflect that period of time. And when I was talking, I think it was with Chosen, actually, in the first interview I did for the research study, where he talked about how that piece to him is now like a time, it's like a actual time capsule. It's like a capturing of a moment that was. And while tracks like what we talked about last week with Beach Street reflect the future, this one was definitely a window into the past. And it's a powerful ability for MCs to do that, to convey different time periods just by standing or sitting or riding or just listening to the track. It's a talent that I'm grateful that, again, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five were able to convey through their tracks. So jumping back into that notion of prominent female rappers in the industry, I want to go ahead and give some love to this next artist coming up. She goes by the name The Lady of Rage from the Death Row label, and this is a track by her called Afro Puffs here coming up next on WMUC FM College Park. College Radio is good radio.
It's the Lady of Rage still kicking up dust. So let me loosen and let me boost her with my raw rap. Cause I'ma break it down to the nitty gritty one time. When it comes to the lyrics, I get busy with mine. Busy as a beaver, you best believe her. This grand diva's running with the speed of a cheetah. Me the lyrical murderer, I'm serving them like two scoops of chocolate. Check out how I rock it. I'm the one that's throwing bolos. You better roll a rolo to find out I'm the number one solo. The capital R-A, now kick it to the G-E. I bring the things to light, but you still can't see me. I flow like the monthly, you can't cramp my style. For those that tried to poke me, here's a pampering child. No need to say mo, check the flow. Rage in the back, one smoke, so now you know I rock rough and stuff with my Afro Puffs. I rock rough and stuff with my Afro Puffs. Now I'm hitting MCs like, how you get? Ain't no doubt about it, I'm the undisputed. So what you wanna do is back on up. I'll tap that butt, wax the cuts, pass the bucks. Don't put your money on the breadwinner. I kick lyrics so dope that the brothers call them head spinners. I got the tongue that is outdone anyone. From the rising to the setting of the sun or the moon, I consume the room with doom. When I hear the kick of an 808 bass, boom, boom, bam, god damn. I'm hitting so hard you can say it's a grand slam. Dunk, punk, get broken off a chunk when they feel the funk of the rhythm that I give them. Let it hit them, split them, did it, now I'm rid of them, yeah. I put that on my unborn kids, rage in effect, so you know how it is. I rock rough and stuff with my Afro Puffs.
Rock on what your band say.
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro Puffs.
Rock on what your band say.
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro Puffs.
I rock on what your band say.
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro Puffs.
I rock on what your band say.
Now ever since my debut, I continue to lay you flat on your back from the raps that I spat. Spit, oh. You can't get with the rage, then tough pity. I pity the fool that gets with the lyrical murderer, cause my condition rude. You wanna get with the wickedness with that big Bottega that's kicking it, ripping it apart like Jason. You'll be texting a dream like Freddy. Are you ready for the cream de la creme? I'm steam pressuring those who ain't measuring up. I keep competitive stuff in the muck with they butt up. What you wanna nut up like cashew? Don't you know that I will mash you for real? That's the deal. I'm straight out of Farmville, VA.
So what you gotta say?
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro Puffs.
Rock on, what you band say?
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro Puffs.
Rock on, what you band say?
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro Puffs.
Rock on, what you band say?
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro Puffs.
Fake records.
One, two, one, two,
when it hit you feel no pain. White folks say it controls your brain. I know better than that. That's game, man. We ready for that. Two soldiers head of the pack. Matter of fact, who got the
what?
And where my army at? Rather attack and not react. Back to beats, it
it don't reflect on how many records get sold on sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Whether your project's put on hold in the real world, these just people with ideas. They just like me and you when the smoke and cameras disappear again. The real world is bigger than all these fake records. Wait, po folks got the millions and my woman's disrespected. If you check 1-2, my word of advice to you is just relax. Just do what you got to do. If that don't work, then kick the facts. If you a fighter, ride a bada, flame ignite a crowd excited, or you wanna just get high and just say it. But then if you a lie, pants on fire, wolf cry, agent with a why, I'm gon' know it when I play it. It's bigger than
hip hop. It's bigger than
shot Biggie Smalls. If we don't get them, they gon' get us all. I'm down for running up on them in they city hall. We ride for y'all, all my dogs stay real. Don't think these record deals gon' feed your season, pay your bills, because they not. MCs get a little bit of love and think they hot, talking about how much money they got. All y'all records sound the same. I'm sick of that fake thug R&B rap scenario all day on the radio. Same scenes in the video, monotonous material. Y'all don't hear me though. These record labels slang our tapes like dope. You could be next in line and sign and still be writing rhymes and wrote. You would rather have a Lexus or justice, a dream or some substance, a beamer, a necklace, or freedom. Sisters like me don't play a hate, I just stay awake. This real hip hop, and it don't stop till we get the popo off the block. They call it
hip hop. It's bigger than
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the iconic Dead Prez, It's Bigger Than Hip Hop. And that track is honestly indicative of two things on this playlist. Where it's positioned, it segues now into a focus on the discourse beyond just the hip hop genre. These first six tracks were related in some capacity to pure hip hop. Big beats, tighter cadences, a very fluid delivery from Queen Latifah, Afrika Bambaataa, Digital Planets, Grandmaster Flash, Lady of Rage, and now Dead Prez, delivering a story and a thematic tie-in to what their point is in the music they've released. In particular with Dead Prez, it's indicative of why I created this prior, why I was interested in pursuing this research. It's bigger than hip-hop, bigger than the traditional, bigger than the popularized sound. I'm going to just get it out and say that. It's bigger, and as I said, with Grandmaster Flash and the ability to capture time periods in between present, past, and future, it's in my opinion, as I've advocated for before and several times in several episodes of my show, many of the artists now, I don't feel, understand the full like power that they have on stage. Few do. Like, I've seen a lot of newer artists. Olivia Rodrigo comes to mind. She does a wonderful job capturing the emotions of her audience. The late Chester Bennington from Linkin Park, Billie Eilish, they capture the emotional side of those audiences. But I'm looking at the rapper, again, ironically tying back to rap as the most visual and vibrant example I can think of off the moment. I think about concerts with Lotto. I saw a scene where a bottle got chucked at her, and I'm thinking the music she conveyed was literally talking about getting violent, getting frisky. And then in one breath, you know, artists talk about, you know, this whole baby mama culture, and I don't need no B word, I don't need no N word, and not even referring to them as kings and queens, but by the same token, going out and getting pregnant or having illicit acts with them that result in the birth of children. And it's contradicting and very negatively connotated, you know, dynamic within the diaspora. And so a song like Dead Prez, when I think about it, it's bigger than hip-hop, he's right. They're right. At some level, what is being advocated in our music, it gets sold like this dopamine hit. It gets sold like drugs. It gets sold like something to satisfy a niche that labels or whoever's curating the artist and the talent finds that gap and releases these messages. And it's honestly shocking to me, because at some level it conveys an element of not necessarily carelessness, but a drive for the dollar to the extent that it harms community, which very similarly to the example that Dead Prez brought up, mimics the drug epidemic. It's how fast can you make that money regardless of the cost. And as he'll come up later, one of my favorite artists, D1, his commentary on it is, be careful with that mindset, because in a lot of ways, and honestly, hitting it on the head, that is the devil's way of making famous, because the devil can make you just as famous as God can make you, but the difference will come down to the reasoning and the end goal when that question is asked by our creator: did we do what he put us here to do, and did we help grow his world? And so, again, not judging, just giving insight on what I feel the artist was trying to convey here with that track, especially with it being titled It's Bigger. The full title is It's Bigger Than Hip Hop, which is ironic because the single release is just called Hip Hop. Very interesting detail there that might expose some rhetoric, some underlying rhetoric that might need to be explored even further. But tying into that notion in the second point that it's bigger than hip hop, we're going to go ahead and talk about some pop songs that, yes, still make use of a hip hop rap verse in them, but it's really an expansion on the notion of where the black creative energy goes. And this particular track is one of my favorite, I think, album exclusives. And what I mean by that is it's not necessarily a single. To my memory, I researched the labels, the Billboard charts, the album releases, and I couldn't seem to find a single release for this particular track, which is ironic because it was written by the legendary Bruno Mars and his production crew at the time, if I'm not mistaken, the Smeezingtons, the Hooligans, if I'm not mistaken, was the name of their group. And they ended up producing this track for a wonderfully talented singer named Chantel. This track features Asher Roth, and it is ironically titled DJ Made Me Do It from her 2010 No Gravity album. So we're going to go ahead and play that one here on WMUC-FM College Park with Kaiser is Good Radio.
7 in the morning, 7 messages on my cell phone, already know who's calling.
TGIF. I need to let it go for getting no stress. No need to be at home with a remote instead. With my favorite DJs on a 1-2 set. No sweat, I'ma have to go get. Checking out the girl in a tight black dress. And when she bends to the music, it's sex. Can't wait to find out what he's gonna play next. My dance move is a little Rick Rule with a little two-step and a bit of boom boom. So cool how we move in the room. Shoot, look what the DJ made me do.
Once again, that was Chantel and Asher Roth, DJ Made Me Do It. Two themes that come up from this within my research and literature for the project I've been doing, the libidinal economy, and also, sorry, that was term was coined by Andre Brock in his, I'm sorry, if I understand correctly, that term was coined by Andre Brock in his reading on this understanding of discourse and what drives, I guess, engagement with, you know, musical texts and the way that DJ Made Me Do It is alluding towards, which is in the story of a young woman who goes out, not really looking for a good time, but just because of the familiarity of the track selections that the DJ played, and looking at the notion of, you know, what felt good to her to the point where she stays up well past, you know, her agreed upon time with, I guess, her soulmate or her lover in this story. And it's a humorous kind of example that when you're in that good space, music has the power to empower one, or the ability to empower one to just engage in that enjoyment. Music doesn't necessarily convey a theme or try to perpetuate, but ironically, while not trying to actively engage that, music at a certain level does subconsciously do that for the listener. The other theme that comes up, to again, that ties into that other theme I was going to mention, ironically, which was the music, a level of musical influence. It's like that notion where someone says, you know, this is why I don't get involved with politics, but at some level, politics subconsciously is involved with, you know, every one of us. And so it's kind of that same notion where, yeah, I didn't really go looking to be engaged or persuaded like a political track, or maybe like a really deep thought track like J. Cole or Kendrick Lamar or anything like that. But at the same token, the music still had a way to convey and get me to do, you know, certain feelings of joy, euphoria, and enjoyment at a certain point. In a similar notion, this next song is not exclusively by an artist in the black diaspora. But nonetheless, I would argue that this artist helped make this track more popular than it already was. In addition to the sample, this track is a 2020 release by Dua Lipa. And I think on record, it's one of my top, okay, I was going to say my favorite, but then a couple more tracks come to my mind, but I'm going to say this one is one of my top five, definitely, from her discography. And it's called Levitating. There's an interesting story behind this, and there's a reason I'm bringing this song up. I personally feel that DaBaby's rap verse really helped expand Levitating to a broader audience. And even if it didn't, it added a musical touch that I feel helped give it more exposure and more resonance within the time period and make it an overall more enjoyable piece. I've heard both versions back to back, the album version without his verses and the version with DaBaby. And honestly, this is one of those tracks that I feel was really well suited to feature a rapper on it. And I will say I'm not the biggest DaBaby fan in terms of like really going into this discography, but from what I do hear of him, he has a real